Thank you for downloading this Finnish Institute of International Affairs recording. You can find more recordings at www.fiia.fi.
Thank you, Teija, very much on opening our third Helsinki summer sessions. And thank you for also supporting the US-related activity at FIIA. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues and guests, my name is Mika Aaltola. My activities at FIIA include directing the Global Security Program and also facilitating the functions of FIIA's Center on US Politics and Power. I have to remind you that this is actually the only center or unit on US foreign policy in the Nordic countries, so it tells something about the need to have something in our vital transatlantic relationship, especially in today's changing security environment, is a key aspect to Finland and to the Nordic countries and also to the region as a whole. Helsinki summer sessions, this is the third time we are having them, and I think the reputation has solidified during the 3 years. It is no longer as difficult to attract keynote speakers at very high level to this event. The sessions have concentrated on the security implications of the US link to the Northern Europe. 2 years ago, we started with the theme of Nordic-Baltic security. Last year's sessions were focused on the future of US foreign policy and its relevance to the region. This year, we are continuing with the transatlantic dimension of the Northern European security. Security is defined as a broad field of different policies, from foreign policy to cyber and economy, but we also focus on the defense policy aspect. The open and closed sessions during the next 3 days highlight the interdependencies between the region and the US in the fields of trade, security, and information technology. The two previous Helsinki summer sessions have produced reports, briefing papers, working papers, and you can take those back home. They are here. Most of them are here with us, and if you do not want to carry too much baggage while going back home, you can download those from our web pages. Everything is published online. The mission of FIIA's Center on US Politics and Power is to study what is often felt to be already very evident and exposed. However, the US policies doesn't reveal themselves very easily or reveals themselves very differentially from the various perspectives and geographical locations. The study of US policies, internal, external, and global, is sometimes undermined by the apparent transparency of the country. In this sense, it poses a very different methodological challenge than, for example, the study of Russian foreign policy. Much is commented on the US. Experts are many. I think when it comes, for example, to US elections, we can find as many opinions as there are Finns. Although US-related news and commentary and the media, US-produced media products are globally omnipresent, overviews of it do not reveal themselves very easily. Many, for example, have been shocked by the twists and turns of the ongoing presidential election. US is clearly relevant, however, this relevance is not fully understood. Not even in Finland, where newspapers publish 10 times more media stories on US elections than on the elections of any of our neighboring countries. The knowledge on US policies is notably local. The geographical patterns echo the three US-related geostrategic tendencies. US clearly has a global role. This role varies from country to country, from region to region. The required level of expertise is a function of this differential role. US is clearly engaged, yet this engagement can be softer or harder or based on different leadership modes. This poses different needs for knowledge production in different countries. US is committed and allied. This pattern of enmity and friendship gives an additional answers to why knowledge about US is needed and for what purpose expertise is gathered. And this varies from country to country. The knowledge needed in Tallinn is a bit different from what is needed in Helsinki or in Stockholm. For example, what Donald Trump said in relation to NATO commitments leads to different conclusions, reactions in different parts of our region. And that depends, of course, also in the existing level of knowledge concerning US. The purpose of our first session this year is to shed more light on the future of US foreign policy and its relevance to our region. With the help of prominent speakers this morning, I hope that the exposure of US political events can be refined, then the existing knowledge can be refined to be more revealing, produce more insights and analytical understandings. Robert Nurik, who was our first senior visiting scholar at the Center for US Politics and Power, is going to introduce the themes and the speakers later on. But let me just briefly say that Robert Nurik is a resident fellow in the Brent Crawford Center on International Security. And if you Google around, you can find several other hats that he has. And in the past, he has had even more hats in the expert circles in Washington and also in the administrations. So I think Robert Nurik is one of the figures that actually can supply us some insights. So please, Bob, if you introduce the theme and the speakers. Thank you.